at Juno Voices Number 11. This place where we're standing now was once the beach of the Juno Indian Village.
Raven and Eagle used to spend time here when the tide was low, scavenging food in the tidal pools.
Boats pulled up right here from fishing or crossing to Douglas Island.
I grew up here in a house my father built.
This is Lillian Petershore.
My Tlingit name is Ichindu. My mother's name was Dorothy Kotchke Peters Cornell, and her mother was Gertrude Yankuke Young Peters.
Nineteen fifty-five.
My grandmother picks up a handful of earth. She is giving her daughter Dorothy land as a wedding present. My grandmother lets the soil fall through her fingers as she says,
"Always hold on to this land. Never let it go. So much has been taken from us."
1963.
January 14th, 1963.
I'm 10 years old. The owners of land in the Juno Indian Village have no deeds for their property. With no deeds, they have no land rights. They can't get loans. They can't get insurance. So they sign a resolution asking the United States Congress to establish a legal town site at the village. Every adult signs, including my grandfather, mother, aunts, and uncles.
Alfred G. Grant.
Mrs. Mary Reyes.
Willie Peters.
Cecilia Coombs.
Mrs. Ruth Hayes.
Henry Cropley.
Margaret Cropley.
Henry Anderson.
Joseph G.
John Wilson Sr.
Peter L.
Frank
Short.
Edward Coombs Sr.
Austin Mrs. Martha Ola Corbett.
Dorothy
Roy
Cornell.
Jim
Brown.
John Wilson. Danny Ward.
Jamie William Grant.
Alaska Senator Bob Bartlett uses two words to describe to his colleagues in the U.S. Senate what my family and the Juno Indian Village want.
Simple justice.
Simple justice.
Simple justice.
The bill becomes law and deeds are issued. The words of my grandmother echo through my family still.
Always hold on to this land. Never let it go.
2019. Juno Voices, this collection of audio stories, is being created. One of the community members who shares stories for the project is Evelyn Elizabeth Myers. She passes away before this project is completed. But her stories and memories are still here. Hoshagoon.
So let's get started. We've got the recorder running now. Evelyn, maybe we'll start by just asking you to introduce yourself, if you would, please.
Okay. My name is Evelyn Elizabeth Myers, and I'm Tlingit, and my clan is Yanyedi, and I'm Eagle Wolf. And I grew up in Juno, in what was then, and still is, the Juno Indian Village. And I'm pleased to see this. There was a revitalization of our culture, and the community, specifically the Juno City and Borough, wanting to acknowledge that we are people of the land. My Aunt Dorothy, because she had a great love of the land and the people, and she would say, "Keep the land, keep the land.
Keep the land.
Keep the land."
I just hope that those who have land in the village keep in mind that that's just a very strong, small hold that we have of our history down there. We want to make sure that we honestly depict the history. We are people of the land, and we are the voices of the people.
Raven and Eagle are flying once more, up above the village, up above the city. It looks like they're teasing each other a little bit.
I love it when they do that, spiraling and spinning.
They're going up. Up, up.
Into rainy, misty clouds, into the sunshine, into the stars and the northern lights. From up there, they can see all of this at once. All these stories from this place.
The place.
The place that has everything.
Juno.
Juno.
Gunashish.